On this week's show, we have Disney news about wine tastings at the old Key West Resort, digital keys coming to the Walt Disney World, and the Shanghai Film Festival, hoo-ha, and so much more, all on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. So glad to see you. How you doing, buddy? Having a good day?
Good. How about you?
I'm great, man. How was your weekend?
Let me see. What did I do?
I know one thing you did.
We saw a movie.
We saw Ready Player One. Yeah. Not a Disney
not
movie.
Not a Disney movie.
Not
a good Disney movie. A good movie. Just not a Disney movie.
I don't remember there being any Disney IPA in that movie.
Yeah.
IP, excuse me, not IPA.
Yeah.
Disney IP in that movie. Was there? Was there anything?
I don't remember anything.
I don't think Iron Giant wasn't.
Probably they didn't want to be sued to Neverland.
Truth. Ha, I see what you did there. Nice joke. So yeah, good movie. Yep. If you're an 80s, 90s buff, it was great. If you're a fan of the book, go see it anyway. It's an homage. It's not a true telling. Ernest Cline, who wrote the book, had a hand in the script, but it gets all the beats right. It doesn't get the story 100% accurate, but who knows? Who cares? It's not that big a deal. So we did that. That was Saturday. Sunday, you went to Paddlefish, right?
I went to the Paddling Fish.
Excellent.
Yeah. Had a good time. Food was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had better there. It's what I ordered. The last time...
Pufferfish?
We were there, with the gang... I had ordered the lobster fries. No.
Right.
The lobster... oh, my God. Anyway, it was the stuff they breaded it in was terrible.
Yeah.
And I ordered a clam roll sandwich.
Right.
And it was breaded in the same crap.
Oh, no.
And it just was...
Lobster corn dogs, what you're thinking of.
Yes, lobster corn dogs.
Yeah.
And this was just as bad. I can't complain. I mean, we got my daughter and her friend Sean. Worked next door at Portobello, and a lot of the servers that got kicked out of Portobello moved over to Paddlefish.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew a lot of people there. So we got treated well. But it was good.
Yeah. Hey, the only Disney thing outside of what you and I did, are you looking at the millennial pink ears?
Yeah.
if
we can find them, we might want it. We can do it.
Hey guys, look, let's just be honest. If you're ready to go gangbusters over the millennial pink ears, just relax, because if it's anything like the rose gold ears, there'll be a glut in about 3 months. Yeah. They'll have them all over the place. The only thing that we did other than Disney Springs dinner with you, we went over to the Stargazer Lounge right before dinner, had a little quickie cocktail, and we got the charcuterie board.
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was okay. It was all pre-made, so the strawberries were mush. Yeah, like they made a whole bunch of them, and then saran wrapped them, stacked them, and then... they unwrapped it and then put the cracker stuff on there.
Wow.
And it was just not phenomenal.
Yeah.
The cheese was fine. Crackers were fine. But it wasn't great. And it was okay. Wasn't anything
right. I don't know if I would have ordered a charcuterie from there.
It was just a cheese board. Literally, it's just a cheese board. Yeah. It's a cheese bowl, technically.
Mm.
So
what did they charge for that over there? What's it going rate?
Like 15, 16, something like that. Somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm. Mid to upper teens. Mm. We had two cocktails and that, and I think the total came to like $37. So the only other thing that we did was our friend Derek Johnson of Voices of Liberty fame and Candlelight Processional was doing an Easter thing over at a church where he works. So Debbie was there, and several former cast members from the group Regeneration that evolved into the group that played at the Magic Kingdom that became the Voices of Liberty.
Right.
Several of them were there as well. That was really cool. That was really neat. There's this one dude that...
Were they wearing their red jumpsuits?
No, they were not. There's one guy that was really animated and really had an amazing bass voice. And he found out he was one of the regen guys. It was really good. Enjoyed it for if you're into the Easter thing. So that's really all we did. I mean, we flipped back and forth between Star Wars. Force Awakens was on TV. So we watched that.
Friday night went to Alan Compass with Ashley and Diane.
Yeah.
I like that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It's starting to grow on me.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
One of our listeners is wondering if we could do a giveaway for Millennial Pink Ears. We'll think about that. We'll figure that out. If we can find them, we'll
have to look on Mike Disney Experience app.
oh God, that app's getting a lot of heat this week. So other than that, it wasn't really, it was a great weekend. We didn't do a lot of Disney stuff. Had a killer massage. I mean, I haven't had a massage in forever. Sarah got hour and a half. So good. So yeah, we had a great time. That was really it. That's all I can think of. Is there anything else you want to do before we do the thing?
No.
All right. There's nothing else we can do, kids. But stay with us now. Get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you. Well, there's a new wine tasting experience set to debut on April 15th at Disney's Old Key West Resort. Olivia Farmsworth, legendary founder of Olivia's Cafe at Disney's Old Key West Resort, is among the inspirations behind a weekly wine tasting experience that'll begin serving Disney Vacation Club members at the restaurant on April 15th as part of Membership Magic. The new Disney Vacation Club wine tasting experience at Disney's Old Key West Resort, scheduled to accommodate as many as 20 members ages 21 and older. Each Sunday, excluding holidays,
of course,
from 3 to 4 for 1 hour at Olivia's Cafe, and we'll further explore the legend of Olivia Farmsworth and the resort that surrounds her namesake restaurant, all while members enjoy a sampling of wines and accommodations accompanied by bite-sized foods, the price of which is a mere $30 per person, and that includes taxes and gratuities. If you're interested, why don't you call up member services to get the full details and to make reservations.
So should
that
we
fun?
Should we do this, or should we go over to Reunion Station at the Wilderness Lodge?
Dude, toss up on me. I don't know. What do you think?
I think we should head over to Reunion Station.
I agree. Let's do that. And then at some point in the future, if they're still doing this, we'll do that.
Yeah.
You make the reservations, we'll buy. How's that?
Sounds deal. Well, I think it's included, but we'll figure that out.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's you got to pay for it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, Tokyo Disney Resort is now getting an app being introduced this summer. They're probably the only app-less Disney park. I think everybody else has got one. Shanghai's got one because I've downloaded that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. So this summer, the Tokyo Disney Resort will start operating the application for Smart Disney Tokyo Disney Resort app, a new service... rolls right off the tongue.
their nomenclature is awesome.
Yeah. A new service to support park experience. The application will easily access various services and information on park experience while supporting a more comprehensive park experience for visitors. Hmm. Along with reservations for park tickets, vacation packages, reservation for Disney hotels and dining, and more convenient features will be integrated into this application, like the Shop Disney Park app.
Oh, I know you got excited about this.
I'm telling you, if I can shop the Disney, I would be bankrupt because they have a ton of cool stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story after. The new Tokyo Disney Resort app will give guests the opportunity to shop by searching, purchasing, and delivering the products sold in the parks from the app that day. In addition, the app will display the current location, waiting times of various facilities on the digital guide map in real time. This gives guests information efficiently and the opportunity to enjoy the park more comfortably.
Nice.
Also, Disney Ambassador Hotel will introduce an online check-in ability that will allow you to check in by using the app. By registering in advance, simply hold your smartphone over the check-in leader in the hotel hall, and the check-in procedure is complete. You'll also be able to unlock your room with the app.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say with your mind.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. This app will be introduced this summer, 2018, and is supported on both iOS and Android. Functions are as follow per the Tokyo Disney Resort website. Purchase of park tickets, vacation packages, reservation for Disney hotels and restaurants, and in-park show, in parks, and the show lottery. You know, they do
lottery for fast passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get there, you sign up and you get things.
Oh, I thought you were like, big money. Come on. Big money.
Winner, chicken dinner. Search and purchase merchandise, digital guide map, waiting time display of various facilities, display of various information, and hotel check-in. Nice. Here's the bad part, my friends.
There's a bad part?
The bad part.
Aww.
The app will only work within the area of the Tokyo Disney Resort. So for us knuckleheads that we're going to shop the Disney Tokyo Park app, it's not going to happen.
Dear Disney, why don't you fix this so we can order stuff in America?
Oh, gosh. So,
man, you had that credit card in your hand, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was like, wait, where do I get this?
You had a full cart?
Yeah. I was like, holy mackerel.
I can afford to not eat for a month.
Yeah. So, I had some guests in my car that were from Japan. I was lifting this weekend. Not like lifting, but driving, lifting.
It was a leg day, bro. You lift, bro?
I lift, bro.
You lifted, bro.
I was up there with the Arnold. Good, bro. I'm going to bump you up.
I'm Hans.
I'm Fonz.
And we're here to pump
you up. All right. So I had some, and so I said, well, what are you doing here? You have a great park over there where you live.
Like racist?
Yeah. So, they're like, oh, no, it's so small.
That's what she said.
That's why it's so nice. You don't have to wear yourself out.
Right.
You know, I said, but you have lots of cool things over there, too. Yeah, but we want to come here, right?
Hey, you need some strange every now and then.
You want to ruin your week? Fine.
Look, man, it's the same way I feel about going to Disneyland, outside of the fact that Walt
if you want to fly 28 there. Hours to go on our Dumbo, feel free. Yeah,
but ours goes counterclockwise. And clockwise. Right. Take that, Zap, and
so anyway, hey, don't forget we're having a meetup. It's coming up soon. April 21st, the Star Wars The Void. So we're going to meet at Disney Springs at 2 p.m. We are going to do The Void Experience at 3 p.m. If you would like to join in the experience, you need to go to thevoid.com and buy a ticket. It's $29.95 per person. And then you go in teams of four. Mm-hmm. So we have a team of three. So if somebody wants to join, feel free.
Yep.
Buy a ticket and let us know.
Yep.
We'll make sure that we're going around 3 o'clock. So get your ticket for around 3 o'clock. You have to pick a time, too.
Yeah. Sid's going to need a partner because we're going to gang up on everybody.
I think you have to do it as a team. And from what I read,
I'm shooting you. You're going to be turning around like...
From what I read, too, is you do stuff in the room as well.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, walking around shooting things. You have to unlock stuff.
I'm turning to the dark side as soon as I can and firing a hole through you. Oh, man. It's game on. It's game on.
Just gonna go, oops.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Oh, man. Sorry, T. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. We need gun control in this, this VR experience.
Lightsaber control. All right, so if you want to do that, it's April 21st, Disney Springs. We'll probably hang out for a little while afterwards.
Yeah, we will.
And, you know, do some stuff.
He's going to get me back for shooting 29 times.
He'll be buying the drinks. May 26th, we're going to Baseline Tap House at 7 p.m., and we're hoping to see the Star Wars Galaxy fireworks after that. So if you want to join us, meet us at the Baseline Tap House at 7 p.m.
Tony will have PTSD from all the hits he took while he was in the void.
Especially all those kids walking around with their lightsabers in the park.
Don't hit me, bro.
Don't go away, mommy. Then after that, on June 23rd at 2 p.m., we're going to Port Orleans, the French Quarter. We're going to have some beignets.
Tony said, I have an idea. And I said, what's the idea? And he said, in June, because it's hot, we're going to go inside. I'm like, I'm liking it so far. We're going to go to the French Quarter. I'm liking that so far. He says, I'm going to go get a plate of a couple dozen beignets. And I'm like, what are the other folks going to eat?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm liking it. I'm liking it so far.
Also, we're still looking for some bloggers, photographers, videographers. If you want to help, you know, any way you can. We're not asking for a huge time commitment. It's not a paid job. It's just if you're a Disney fan and you're close to a park and you want to, you know, help out with photos of new things and cool things.
Yeah.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah, if you'd like to kind of get a little information about how to be a blogger. This is not an internship. It's not a job. Yeah. But we're just basically saying if you've got an idea and maybe you want to write up a couple articles, we would love to put that up there. We're just always trying to find some cool stuff. And guys, let's just be honest with you. How many times can you write about the Polynesian?
Yeah.
You know, from our perspective, I mean, we've been doing this for 6 years?
Yeah.
You know, so some fresh blood, some new eyes. We've already got some people in the pipeline that are going to do some really cool articles. So please, we're just looking for something fun, something fresh. And who knows? We may find the next Ernest Hemingway without the mental issues and all that stuff that came with it.
So just send us an email at disneyparkspodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead.
If you want to make sure to really get us and you have an Amazon Echo or Dot or any of that stuff, you could say, hey, insert device here, play the Disney Parks podcast. And just like magic, she will report you to the she will play the Disney Parks podcast latest episode. Very excited by that. I don't have any of those devices yet, but once I do, that'll be the first thing that I get. Hey, play Disney Parks podcast. I'd be like, hey, that's me.
Hey,
that's that'd be me. Awesome. Definitely go to disneyparkspodcast.com/shop and visit the Disney Parks Podcast store. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of really cool things here. We've got some iPhone backgrounds. We've got books, which I'll mention more in just a second. We've got some phone cases. We've got some really cool things over there. We've got some extra t-shirts from previous
And I just reduced the price on them.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are pretty damn cheap.
Nice. So go get some of those t-shirts if you haven't yet, because Tony basically doesn't want to keep them in his hot casa anymore.
Yeah.
They're taking up valuable space.
That's true.
And he was really excited until he found out that he couldn't order that stuff from Japan. So, yeah. Tony is a bona fide author. He's written a book called The Disney by the Numbers Book. It's facts and figures from around the world of Walt Disney World. And if you ever want to know how many gallons of water in Bay Lake or any of that stuff, it's probably in the book.
I counted it with an eyedropper.
Oh, wow. It took you a minute. So go check that out at disneybythenumbers.com. You can click on the little shop thing there. You can get all that information from Tony. I am also a writer. I've gotten a Disney book called The Disney bucket list. I co-wrote a book with a couple of friends of mine. It's 100 Ways to Have More Magic at the Magic Kingdom. You can check that out at wdwparkhoppers.com. Now, you can get both of those books on Amazon, and that's great. We appreciate it. But if you order both of those books from either myself or Tony, we will autograph them for you and send them out. We got a couple orders in that I got to get out tomorrow, so that'll be cool. Make sure that if you're listening to us on Google Play or iTunes or whatever you're listening to, rate us and review us. Let us know how we're doing. We always like to hear what kind of job we're doing. And lastly, if you've got a comment, story, question, cry of outrage, suggestion on a great place to go, maybe you want us to send you some ears or something, leave us a comment at the Disney Parks Podcast Hotline, which is 407-413-9010.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So Shanghai Disney Resort presents the Disney Magical Film Festival at the Walt Disney Grand Theater. From March 29th until April 15th of 2018, the Walt Disney Grand Theater in Disneytown will host the Disney Magical Film Festival featuring two beloved Disney and Disney Pixar animated films, Frozen and Toy Story 3, of course. They will be shown
one together. I like, one I don't care about.
Yes. Oh, man, you should really like Toy Story 3. You seem like a big fan of Buzz. So together with exciting pre-shows that will make it a fun and exciting and immersive experience for everyone, there's new entertainment experiences for Shanghai Disney Resort guests. Now, during the Magical Film Festival, both films will be presented in stunning 3D. Before each of the screenings, a host of entertainers, plus Mickey and his pals, who have nothing to do with either of those two movies,
right,
will appear on the stage to deliver a memorable performance with magical effects to kick off the unique film festival. Then, on the select dates from April 5th to the 15th, subject to screening calendar, guests will be transported back to Sunnyside Daycare as they enjoy Toy Story 3 just meters away. Meters. What are meters?
Feet.
Thanks. Steps away from the exciting new themed land and soon to be open Disney Pixar Toy Story Land. Before each screening, guests will be able to meet Woody, Buzz, and their Toy Story friends to share in the fun and imagination. See, that makes sense.
Right.
The new interactive film screenings will add a fresh element of entertainment for guests coming to the theme park or making a dedicated trip to Disneytown, immersing them in the beloved Disney and Disney Pixar stories. Guests can also find Frozen and Toy Story themed merchandise available for purchase in the lobby of the Walt Disney Grand Theater. From today, guests can purchase Disney Magical Film Festival tickets at the Disney box office of the Walt Disney Grand Theater, the resort's official website and WeChat account, as well as a third-party ticketing channel, Piao Piao. Sorry, that's horrible. I'm going straight to hell.
It is Piao Piao.
Piao Piao. It is. Not pew pew. Yeah. Piao Piao.
Piao Piao.
Guests can find more details regarding the festival from the resort's official site, www.shanghaidisneyresort.com.
Yeah.
Piao Piao.
And this is the reason we need the theater at the Magic Kingdom. They can't do things like this in any of our parks because they don't have a place like this. You know?
I know.
Disney Live, a film festival, a stage show. All those things can't be done without a big theater. I thought the place that they put over at Hollywood Studios, the multi-purpose building by Rock Roller Coaster,
mm-hmm.
I thought they would have done something in there. They still don't use that building. You know what that building's used for now? Occasionally special events.
Yeah. And probably
and very rarely.
Corporate events.
Yeah, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah, there's a lot of tech in that building, too.
Yeah. I thought that Club Disney thing was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
I'm like, A, it gave people a place to go and sit. But here, it gave people a place to go and sit, grab a drink, grab a snack, recharge a phone. There was a couple of activity things for the kids to do. Right. But you know what it does? It takes people out of the park.
Mm.
And if they are not in the park, they're not spending money.
Right. Right.
So that square footage was not making or generating enough revenue to cover what they were not spending in the park.
That's true, except that was a special ticketed event. So offsetting the money.
No, the villain thing, but the Club Disney thing when open to the public.
Yeah, no.
Was not doing it.
Yeah.
If they were to do that club, they could do a club villain. They could do a Star Wars thing in there now.
Yep.
Now they could do a Toy Story thing in there.
They could do a Pixar.
They could do a Pixar. They could do lots of things.
There's a lot of things that could be done.
And they're not doing anyway.
Yep. They could do Hawaiian Night, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
All
right. So last week we had a trivia question, and it was, what was the last year that Mr. Walt Disney did the voice for Mickey Mouse? And zero replies is what we got.
What?
Yeah. Nobody ventured a guess.
Wow.
So he stopped in 1947, then he did it again a little bit later, but 1947 is the first year that he stopped doing the voice of Mickey Mouse.
Very sad.
Okay, this week's trivia question is, who did the voice for Madame Eliota?
Ub Iwerks.
I would have guessed like Extensio.
Yeah, that would have been a good guess. Tony Baxter.
Bob Gurr. Marty Scholar.
Bob Gurr. Can you imagine Bob Gurr? Tales exciting, tales of a rat.
All right. If you do know the answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. I am sure lots of you know the answer to this. This one is pretty easy to Google, too. So
it's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah?
Trust me. Yeah. Go for it.
Hey, don't forget to go visit us at patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast if you'd like to support the show. We have lots of little things, different levels that you can donate, and then we'll send you some nice little things in the mail. If you are a Patreon, you get an exclusive ad-free show.
Nice.
And you get an exclusive area on Facebook just for you, where
Excellent. We
do a show at 7 p.m. just for you. So if you'd like to sign up, once again, it's patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And we'd like to thank our current contributor, James, Christy, Grant, Ernie, Stacy, David, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, Willie, Michael, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and Katie.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We want to take just a few moments now and do a little segment that we like to call Q&A.
Q&A.
Where we do some Q&A. So we've got some questions that we'd like to get to. Patricia is asking us, do you know when the pass holder previews are for Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios? Now, before Tony answers the real answer, I will give you, this is the cue when you'll know. Tony will not be able to sit still. We don't have any definite information. Yeah. Therefore, Tony is sitting still. Go ahead, Tony. Yeah. What's the real answer?
We don't know. I did ask the annual pass holder people on Facebook and haven't gotten a reply. So I don't know if they're willing to tell us quite yet.
Mm.
They've got to be coming. They're opening in June. This is April. They got to be doing soft openings next month to kind of kick the tires and light the fires.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to happen, they'll let us know maybe the end of this month, and they'll be next month, and then that'll be it. Yep. If they don't, well, good luck. It's going to be a very long summer.
Yeah, truth.
You know.
Truth. All right, so Sue wants to know, is there any word on the completion of the new Disneyland Hotel and what the theme will be?
The theme is a luxury 4-star resort.
Okay.
That is what they...
That's the theme?
That's the theme.
I don't remember a movie called The Luxury.
It's not going to... It's just going to be a luxury 4-star resort. We do have a news later of all the things
they're
ripping out to put in this hotel.
Oh,
which
wow.
is some pretty... It's a pretty extensive list of some popular things at Downtown Disney.
Wow.
That are all going.
That's great.
They really haven't. They posted only one picture, really, of the resort. But the only thing they mentioned in the one article when they filed their permits was a luxury 4-star resort.
We've got another question here. Marcel wants to know, do you know when the East Coast Marvel Agreement contract is over?
Wait.
Never.
When Universal doesn't need the money or revenue.
When we
doesn't want to pay Disney anymore.
When we pry that contract out of their cold, dead hands. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We're not sure. So for the time being, I think it's a fair guess to say, you know,
a long time coming.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Miss Marvel. Wrong.
We won't see any of the Avengers.
Captain Marvel. Yeah. I think that's all the new, you know.
I think it's the fringe Marvel universe.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. That's the whole deal. We're going to get them. I would love to see a Thanos meet and greet. That'd be pretty killer. But I don't know if that contract's going to ever be up anytime soon. I know there were some negotiations recently. But I know the stuff that they're putting in is all like Guardians. And, you know, the best we can hope for is a Black Panther thing. Right. But there is a Black Panther picture at Universal.
Ooh.
So that might not bode well for us. Right. And the last question that we wanted to get to before we moved on is Rebecca wants to know, hey, T, how you liking that new Apple Watch?
Oh, I love the new Apple Watch. Yeah, I like it a lot. I found several uses for it, which I did not expect. I'm digging it.
Excellent.
I like it a lot.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to the Disney Parks podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Make sure that if you're not doing anything on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, you could come watch us live at facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast. You can also find us on the Instagram and the YouTube at Disney Parks Podcast and on Twitter at Disney Podcaster. Make sure you find us over at DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can check out all of our show archives, our blog, all of our sponsors. We put a lot of great content over there and want to make sure that you avail yourself of it. Other than that, my friends, can't wait to see you here next week. Check out our Friday show where we finish the second half of the Disney Parks podcast. And then on Monday, we've got a very special show where we're talking about the new digital keys coming to Walt Disney World. Other than that, my friends, we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.